Now,
the rest of the story. It was impossible, they said. The great pianist Rudolph Ganz, returning to the concert stage after so many years' absence. But it was true. At least that's what the newspapers reported. April 28, 7:30 p.m., Rudolph Ganz would again perform the first piano concerto of Franz Liszt in Chicago's Orchestra Hall. That's the Liszt E-flat, a roaring lion of piano literature. Could the coming performance be anything but a disappointment to those who remembered Ganz in the glory of his prime? A comeback in any profession is difficult, particularly where physical prowess is concerned. Even more especially when one's past achievements were once considered untoppable. Rudolph Ganz, personally, was a man most unlike the stereotypical ultra-temperamental concert artist. He was a kind man. A twinkly-eyed, sometimes mischievous master, a grandfather to all who knew him in his later years. But he was as talented as he was even-tempered. An irrepressible musical genius who distinguished himself as a pianist, a composer, a symphony conductor, a renowned educator, and even an author. And Chicago, where Ganz had once founded the city's great musical college, Chicago once again would hear its master's voice through the instrument he loved. The day of the comeback concert, piano technicians swarmed over the majestic 9-foot concert grand on the stage of Orchestra Hall. Everything must be perfect, every string unison, every key action, every hammer voicing must reflect Maestro Ganz's most subtle musical tastes. There would be one rehearsal, no more. The long, lone piano would therefore remain respectfully silent until the master's touch brought it to life again at 7:30 p.m. And then a last-minute controversy. Why was Ganz's instrumental accompaniment in the piano concerto not entrusted to the respected Chicago Symphony? Was the scheduled Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra truly equal to the task? But someone remembered that Ganz himself had been one of the earliest supporters of the Chicago Youth Symphony, and those brilliant young musicians, perfectly prepared, would not let their hero down. Well, the air tingled in splendid old Orchestra Hall that evening as thousands sat in breathless anticipation, as 100 musicians took their chairs behind the sleek concert grand and the magic began. Not a shadow of the master's power passed, but the same vibrant, thrilling, dynamic music which longtime admirers had come to expect of the great Rudolph Ganz. From the growing, raging opening double octaves through the soaring lyrical strains and scintillating passage work to the towering, triumphant final chords, this was unquestionably Maestro Ganz's finest hour. A spectacular testimony to the contention that one can come home again. Reviews the following day were unanimous. Rudolph Ganz was back, good as new. And they hastened to add that the previous night, the great Ganz had not even showed up for the performance. Maybe. Anyway, the piano solo for the Liszt concerto had been recorded by Rudolph Ganz for such an occasion decades before. Recorded on a highly sophisticated piano roll to be performed on a highly sophisticated concert grand player piano. Ganz himself performed that night, though he had been dead for 13 years. And now you know the rest of the story.